on this morning, I would like to share with you from the book of St. John, chapter 11, and specifically reading from verse 11 through 16. Walk with me today as I read. These things said he, and after that he said unto them, my friend Lazarus sleeps, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleeps, he shall be well. Howbeit Jesus spoke of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking of rest and sleep. Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And I am glad for your sake that I was not there to the intent that you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, let us also go that we may die with him. Will, I want to focus on verse 16, so let me repeat that again. Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, let us also go that we may die with him. I pray that our Father will send now the Holy Spirit to open our hearts and minds to receive the word in love, in truth, by grace and through faith. I pray that our Heavenly Father will move us from the mundane to the supernatural, from the carnal to the spiritual, from eyesight to insight. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that we will transcend beyond what we know and what we think and what we feel. And in now faith, as we draw nigh unto our Father, we ask that he will also draw nigh unto us. I pray that the anointing of the Holy Spirit will destroy every yoke upon our hearts and our minds that will keep us from being made whole. We see and we seek a more excellent way in love. In the authority of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. On the fourth Sunday of last month, I shared with you from the thought that God would shift our minds to a sober expectation and a sober anticipation that we are in the 11th hour and that King Jesus is soon to come. And I was corrected earlier this morning that we probably are beyond the 11th hour from the perspective, but we might be thinking about when you're at 11:01, 11:05, 11:10, 11:15, or maybe even 11:30, but we might be closer to 11:45 in our 11th hour. Often we know in part, and we prophesy in part, and we preach in part, we teach in part, and that was certainly the case when I shared with you on last month. And it's amazing over the last two Sundays how many people are not with us, who are not living today. People that I know, people that you may perhaps know. Just this past week, we have seen how Hurricane Ida could hit Louisiana as a Cat 4 and then travel for days to kill more people in the Northeast in the last 24 hours or so. More people are dying after it reached New Jersey and New York than the number of people who died in the first 24 hours of Hurricane Ida making landfall in Louisiana. And the devastation that has been caused by Hurricane Ida from Louisiana all the way through New Jersey, through New York, should remind us that now is the acceptable time for all who have not declared Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Now is the acceptable time to receive him even more fully, even more personally in our lives. God ain't playing. Hallelujah. And he keeps reminding us over and over again that we need to be on guard. These things should not catch us off guard, and we need to be on guard. We should watch as well as pray and be ready. Because in an hour that we think not, the Son of Man shall appear. And hopefully we can live to see him appear. But in an hour that we think not, our very own existence, like a vapor, may be extinguished. So let's get ready. Let's get ready. Let's get ready. I want to draw your attention to Apostle Thomas. And his name, Thomas, means the twin. And it is often the case that Thomas is negatively spoken of, and he's given a bad rap because of his desire. I believe it was a sincere desire to just see Jesus for himself. He wanted to know for himself that the Lord Jesus had actually resurrected from the grave. Thomas is probably more badly talked about than even Judas. Judas, who betrayed Jesus. And we have traditionally heard him described as doubting Thomas because of his reluctance to simply believe the report of the other disciples regarding Christ's resurrection and Christ appears before them on that Sunday evening while they were locked up hiding in fear of the Jews. I believe that Thomas, unfortunately, has been given a bad rap because of his nature to trust but verify. Trust but verify. I believe that Thomas wanted to have a direct testimony and wanted to be an eyewitness himself that the Lord Jesus had indeed risen. It is so unfortunate that because of our religious upbringing and indoctrination that we suffer at times ourselves, a backlash from others because of our own human need to know for ourselves the reality of Jesus Christ. Sometimes we just need to know for ourselves that Christ is real in our own life. Our faith in Christ will never grow in maturity as long as it is based on, I heard him say, I don't know who him is, but I heard, or them, hallelujah, I heard them say, as we are certainly in this 11th hour and way beyond it, I'm speaking, hallelujah, to the body of Christ. Now is the time, hallelujah, for all of us to know Christ for ourselves. Your faith can't be based on what daddy told you, what mama told you, what the pastor said, what the prophetess told you. Too often our minds have been programmed and we have become indoctrinated to follow leadership rather than following servant leaders who are walking after Christ, who are walking in the pursuit of Christ, who are walking after the light. Hallelujah. Too often we are blindly following leadership who are not following the good shepherd. Paul said, hallelujah, follow me as I follow Christ. And that's all I'm saying this morning myself. Follow me. Follow whoever you want to follow. But follow them only as they follow Christ. in Hebrews 3:15, the word declares this: today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your heart as in the rebellion. I'm not asking y'all to hear me. I don't think that that's important. I am just asking y'all to hear him, because true faith, now faith, comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You got to know, hallelujah, God for yourself. I sincerely believe that Thomas heard the call of the Master and rose to the occasion, as we see here in St. John 11. And Thomas, who has often been branded as a doubter, rises to the occasion as the only disciple among the 12 who displays the courage and loyalty in real time to stand with Jesus. We see in verses 15 and 16 that Jesus shared with his disciples his executive council, if you will, his handpicked men, that I am glad for your sake that I was not there when Lazarus died, to the intent that you may believe. Nevertheless, Jesus declares, let us go unto him. And in the midst of dead silence from the other disciples who ain't saying nothing, y'all, Thomas, I believe, with great boldness, says unto his fellow disciples, let us also go that we may die with him. I believe when he was talking about him, I believe he's talking about Jesus Christ. Let us also go that we may die with Christ. Thomas knew the peril that lie ahead because of the experiences encountered much earlier. Thomas knew that the religious evangelicals of those times fought to continue their persecution of the Lord Jesus and would certainly try to kill him. And while they were trying to kill him, it was probably the case that they would also kill the disciples. So in the face of death and in the environment of their talent, with the other 11 disciples, we see the other twin emerge. Hallelujah. We don't see a doubting Thomas. We see another twin. We see the heart of a champion who is willing to go with the Lord Jesus, even if it meant certain death. We see, hallelujah, here the essence of a friend that will stick closer than a brother, not just in good times, but in the face of adversity. You know, it is so easy. It is so convenient to be down with the Lord when things are going well and when the circumstances of life are filled with joy and happiness and everything is pleasant. But in the midst of a perfect storm, between ignorance and rebellion, hallelujah, a perfect storm between a pandemic and a hurricane, a perfect storm between Delta and tornado, a perfect storm between a heat index and no gasoline, are we prepared to stand with Christ against all odds to do greater works because he's gone to be with the Father? This morning, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit encouraged me so I can just keep my mind focused on him, to encourage you with a battle cry in this 11th hour to fight forward, hallelujah, fight forward and advance the kingdom of God. Just fight forward, hallelujah. In our text this morning, Jesus called out to his disciples then, and I believe that he is calling out to us this morning to take the fight to the enemy. Take the fight to the enemy. That's right. Take the fight to the enemy's camp and rescue and recover our brothers and our sisters who are there asleep. Take the fight to the enemy and reclaim your husband. Reclaim your wife. Take the fight to the enemy and reclaim your children. Take the fight, hallelujah, to the enemy and reclaim your loved ones, even if it means being that the fight is going to take place behind enemy lines. Fight on, hallelujah. Fight on and advance the kingdom of God as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. Now, hallelujah, is not the time to relent. It's not the time to retreat from what God is calling us to do in this hour, in real time, to advance this ministry of reconciliation that has been given to us by Christ Jesus. We are, yes, well beyond the 11th hour and must strike at the heart of the enemy while it is yet day. And while we are on our 12-hour shift, God, hallelujah, is calling us not to fight back. God is not calling us to take revenge. God is not calling us to get even. He is calling us, hallelujah, to take the fight forward in perilous times, to reclaim in the name of Jesus Christ everyone and everything that the enemy of sin and death has taken. I'm reminded that Paul, hallelujah, perhaps with the specific intent to quicken within us that this fight is one of strategic advantage to advance forward and not one that is emotionally handicapped to look behind us. So he wrote in Ephesians 6, hallelujah, finally, my brother, be strong, hallelujah, in the Lord and in the power of his might. Paul goes on to write, hallelujah, in that chapter, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand against the wiles, against the strategy of the devil. Paul goes on and he says, for we wrestle not, hallelujah, against flesh and blood. I'm not here to tell you that you ain't going to have a fight on your hand. I'm just saying we're not fighting just against flesh and blood, but we're fighting against principalities. We're fighting against power. We're fighting against the rulers of the darkness of this world. We are fighting against spiritual wickedness in high places. Are you hearing the word with me this morning? We are not, hallelujah, fighting against people who don't like us. They don't respect us. They don't care for us. They don't love us. It's bigger than that. We are fighting against enemies, seen and unseen, heard and not heard, past and present and future. We are fighting against an intelligent and organized but diabolical demonic hierarchy that Paul says exists on at least four different levels. Principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places, four different levels that are beyond just flesh and blood. It's beyond race. It's beyond nationality. It's beyond gender. It's beyond class. In other words, Paul is opening our minds to see that evil is systemic. And at times it is embedded in political governments and religious governments and educational governments. But, hallelujah, on this Sunday morning, on this Sunday morning, on this glorious Sunday morning in Tallahassee, Florida, I can hear King Jesus saying, nevertheless, oh God, nevertheless, let us go unto him. Let me go, hallelujah, and get my boy back. Let me get my girl back, hallelujah. So let us go, church, hallelujah, ecclesia. The sons and daughters of God, let us go unto her. Let us go unto him, hallelujah, and speak life to death in the enemy's camp. I can hear Thomas, hallelujah, responding with the heart of a champion and saying to, let us go with him. Come on, brothers. Let us go with him. Come on, sisters. Let us go with Jesus Christ. I'm reminded, hallelujah, that as I was growing up in the great church of God by faith, Gainesville number one. Saints were saying, I am a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the army. They were going to say, if I die, let me die in the army of the Lord. If I die, let me die in the army. All these old saints, hallelujah, had a sense of fight about them, a sense of courage, a sense of deliberate intentional behavior to put it all on the line for Christ. So this morning, ecclesia, as we are beyond the 11th hour, it is now time, and a day is at hand, for the body of Christ, the army of the Lord, to take the fight to the enemy. Fight forward and advance the kingdom of God. This fight is not about economics. It's not about politics. It's not about building churches, edifices, sanctuaries. But this fight, hallelujah, hallelujah, this fight is about rescuing souls. It's about saving souls. It's about praying for souls. It's about healing souls. It's about loving souls. It's about caring for souls. Out of the miry clay. Zora Neale Hurston comes back to me now. Out of the miry clay, in the muck, the souls of black folk matter. The souls, hallelujah, of white folk matter. The souls of brown folk matter. The souls of all folk matter. The Lord God has spoken, and his word is true. Behold, behold, all souls are mine. As the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul of the sin, it shall die. But if the wicked will turn from all his sins that he has committed, but if the wicked will turn from all her sins that she has committed to keep all my statutes and do that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live. She shall surely live. He shall not die. She shall not die. Do you want to live this morning? Do you want to have abundant life? Do you want to hear joy and gladness? Brothers and sisters, continue. Continue to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And fight for unto righteousness as we are ready and standing on guard for his soon return. Amen and amen.